a high school choir in Cape Town, South Africa. And if they sound elated, it may be because they were performing recently for seniors at the senior day at their high school. If you're one of our regular listeners, you've probably guessed that the school is the Center of Science and Technology, COSAT. The world's Anders Kalto has been bringing us stories from there all year. And since South Africa lies below the equator, it's going to be summertime there soon, which means the end of the school year. And Anders, I guess COSAT seniors have some serious senioritis. How are they feeling about heading out into this big new adventure?
Well, a lot of them are feeling kind of scared and just a little bit sad and nervous. I spoke with this one senior named Butle who told me this.
I'm going to miss my high school friends. I'm going to miss my high school teachers. I'm going to miss my high school.
Sounds like a lot of kids anywhere in the world. But as we've learned through your reporting this year, Anders, COSAT is a high-achieving public school that serves some really impoverished kids. I mean, for some of them, this must feel especially scary.
Yeah, they're very scared to leave this close, nurturing environment. And they also have a sort of different set of ideas about what they want to achieve in life. And here again is Butle and what she told me.
I don't dream of a car. I don't dream of the accessories that other children would say they dream of, their iPods and their iPads. No, I don't even think of that. That in my life will come last, but my family first.
And you have to understand, Marco, that Butle, like a lot of her peers at COSAT, lives in a shack. She never knew her father. It's just her, her twin sister, and her mother in a tiny little shack. And it's really hard living, and that's why school is so important to her and why she wants to succeed in school so she can provide for her family and build them a better life.
Right, and you're not going to let them slip away from you so easily. You'll be following Butle and others to see how that transition goes?
Yeah, I'm going to be following Butle between now and the end of the year, which is in January, to just kind of see how she does with her college applications and how she does as she prepares for life after COSAT.
Heady time indeed, but we wish them all luck. Anders, thank you so much. We look forward to those stories.
Thanks, Marco.
In the meantime, we've got photos and more music from the Senior Day Ceremony online. That's at pri.org/schoolyear.